Okay, Brian. Well, thank you for being a vendor there, and thanks for following me up the tower just to push a button. Oh, I felt that for 2 days in my calves, but it was worth it. It was better than having to go up there Sunday. I wound up not doing anything on Sunday. And I second your comment to John. Just in case anybody doesn't know, this is John, KA9PGC. This is his baby, this Tailgate Hamfest, and it's taken off, I think, 2 years in. I mean, compared to other Hamfests, it's considered small, but the first year we didn't advertise very much and had a decent turnout. And this year we advertised quite a bit, and we had a really good turnout. So at least I thought a really good turnout for only the second year. So I really am excited to see where this goes from here. You never know. If it gets big enough, we might end up somewhere, maybe, like the fairgrounds on the Midway. It will still be an outdoor event, but it'd be on the Midway. So we'll see. That's our goal, but we got to get enough participation to make that happen. So thank you, Brian, again, for everything you did at the tailgate and being there and bringing me the flyers, which I did make right, even though I forgot them. My beloved wife brought them to me, and I made sure I got everybody covered. So everybody that was there got a flyer, whether they wanted one or not, for the Elkhart East Hamfest coming up August 1st. Anyway, Brian, thanks for checking in. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, now we have N9VSN, as long as I heard correctly. Paul? Do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and the rest of the net. I don't really have anything for the good of the club. Just kind of busy over here. Sorry, I kind of make the tailgate test, but I don't really tolerate it. Well, ever since I've had the surgery for some reason.
Trying
to stay inside and got a lot going on this week. And one thing, hang on a second, let me reset it. My church is looking into, they've been asked by the health department about participating in being a place of shelter in case of a disaster, emergency, catastrophe, whatever. So something we're kind of looking into. And I did, suggest that I'm involved with ham radio, so I'm going to see how that goes. But other than that, just aches and pains, and my dog is sick, and took him to the vet yesterday, and they turned me away. They weren't taking walk-ins, so hopefully I could get him in tomorrow, or I have an appointment Friday. Anyway, I won't have the repeater anymore, N9VSN.